Blog Talk Radio.
Holy shit.
Hey, babe, I got you, man. I make hits, babe. You know what I'm saying?
From the beginning. I ain't tell a story in a minute. Moving in my feelings, I was tripping. I already told these bitches that they need to mind their business. Listen, I am easily offended. You could get under my skin when you bring it to my children or you fucking with my friends. I'ma find out where you live at if you fucking on my man. Let me edit out the parts when I hit it with the fan. Why they wanna resurrect the old me? I told that boy he should've never chose me. I appreciate the times when I was lonely. I be under pressure, but a bitch ain't never folding.
Body
in my rear view,
shoddy
in my
mew mew.
Thotty, I ain't sorry, bitch. I'm popping. I'm a new
mood.
Nobody can stop it. I'm a monster.
And yeah, what's going on, everybody? Easy
to block trapping. What we came
to. What's up, guys?
Did we get to watch the battles yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Is everybody in tune? Did everybody, you know, do the interview? Did y'all go to 15 Minutes of Fame?
Did y'all
you know, hip hop is real. Did y'all get, you know, get y'all
absorb?
Did y'all absorb? Did y'all get the bootleg? This nigga's tuned up.
Cause I watched JC versus Kid Chaos again today.
And what you thought about it?
It's a good fucking battle. It's a great fucking battle from both ends. Great fucking battle.
Would you like to explain more? What do you mean it was a good battle? What did you like about it? Who you had winning it?
Already?
Alright, I won't say nothing now. Alright, so what did you like about the battle?
It had all the lyrical stuff that we like.
The lyrical stuff.
all the lyrical stuff that we like. Performance. Even though Kid Chaos's performance was clean, squeaky, clean, smooth, no mistakes.
Energy.
A little low on the energy in the first round.
From who?
Kid Chaos.
I don't think so.
Yeah, a little. It was smooth. It wasn't as I didn't feel the aggression as much as I felt from JC. I felt like JC was really the aggressor in this situation.
I think maybe that because maybe Kid Chaos went first.
But I like the way Kid Chaos started because he started sarcastically.
But he got the feed off of his round.
Definitely. Definitely.
So you might have think that he was, you know, maybe he just probably raised up the energy a tad bit because he went second.
He went up and up and up, which I appreciated. Right. That's Kid Chaos did do that. Every round, he brought it even harder. So, he definitely did that.
We really got to talk about Reaper. Yeah, it's coming, man.
We're gonna talk about Reaper versus this, so, babe, I think you should have, like, the titles there, too, while we're talking about some of the people peeking. You can know exactly what we want. JC versus KC was high quality content from URL TV and Caffeine. That was a really great showing. JC's stumbles hurt him. It hurt him because if JC didn't have those stumbles,
and that's what I kind of
want.
I guess we'll get there. I guess we'll get there soon. Once we get there, but I wanna know if that matters. It's not a tournament style.
It's not a tournament.
It's not judge. But
probably
I want to know if that matters. Because if that matters, then, you know, Kid Chaos first round was cleaner.
Yes, it was.
Then didn't.
I gave Kid Chaos the first round.
And I gave Kid Chaos the third.
Well,
so then, you know, that, no. You know, but you know, I ain't gonna say nothing, but alright, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying that JC's choppiness hurt him against a clean Chaos. Chaos angles at times, like that clothing angle, how JC dresses, I didn't give a fuck about that. There
Yo,
were a couple of things that.
Crazy on the other side, bro. Show out. I got a feeling it's going to be a classic. Now, who talking crazy? What you talking about Cole? About Cortez? Who talking crazy? Who talking crazy, man? Is these motherfuckers talking? Is these motherfuckers talking, man?
Who y'all talking about? Mm. Put an address on it. Who we talking about?
Man, who we talking about, man? We gotta, you know what I mean? Because, listen, I would dress all of that shit. You dig me? So,
back
we got
to
the phone. Yeah, yeah, man, you know. We're like, we're like an off and on thing here.
Mm-hmm. Go away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said Cortez. Yeah, listen, I watched it this morning. Well, you know, I watched it as soon as it dropped. I laughed, man. He was talking spicy. I love that shit, man. I love that shit, man.
He doesn't know what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, it's entertainment for me. I put it on, you know, I put that shit on loud. She was doing shit on her phone. We were just tuning into it, and I was laughing, man. I'm like, yeah. Because, you know, out of all the promotion I've been doing, you know, that definitely was a fire moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, in between all this, I'm going to talk about it. Y'all already know, man. I'm getting straight to business. But, all right. So, y'all know, we only had two battles yesterday. Franchise couldn't cross the border for, I think, quarantine reasons. If that's the correct thing, I'm not actually sure, but I think they said, like, quarantine reasons. But, so, we only had two. You know, we get, you know, Smack and Beasley talking in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got to fly Jay Black out there for that. Because he could get away with that shit. So, you know, hopefully Jay Black flying out for this week.
Are you guys still loving Caffeine? Are you still
like
loving
caffeine.
The setup and everything
like
and
caffeine.
The app and what
caffeine
they have to offer?
Is the squad, man.
Caffeine is the squad, but I like to make a point. I like to make a point right now, and I like for you guys to chime in and tell
right.
me what you think.
Go ahead.
I know Avocado is not going to be producing any content that Caffeine is funding. He made a tweet about that, right?
Okay.
So I was thinking that ultimately, and because you're Avocado, you can do it all. If you don't really need that platform to shine because you get paid from like several major platforms. He could put that energy into the URL app. So this is what I'm thinking about that. While we're getting Caffeine for free $3.99, you know what I'm saying, every weekend, we're paying $8 for the URL TV app. We need some content. Avocado could take his talents right over there and, like, go off. Go the fuck off right on the app. Because for $8.99, I'm watching million-dollar projects on Netflix, Disney, and I don't have Hulu. But if I want to, for $6.99, I could watch, like, all the seasons of every sitcom from my childhood.
Somebody said Caffeine is for the better rap community.
I think it's like a private little place where we can all gather. But as an app, you can tell that they just want to, you know, they're going to build several things there. There's a lot of things going on those lives. There's a lot of activity, and it's not only about battle rap. But this is one of the strongest subcultures around.
And I'm
nowadays.
Trying to get a bag off them niggas, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I'm trying to get a bag off them niggas. So go follow me on Caffeine and Easy Black Cap if y'all not already there. I'll be on there a little bit more than I'm on here now because them niggas is passing out busies. And I'm trying to get a bag. You hear me?
Business wise, Caffeine is a business move. It's a move. All I'm saying is I don't have anything against Caffeine. I don't have a problem with Caffeine. I don't have a problem with battle rap growing in whatever areas it needs to grow in. I'm saying Avocado, now that you're not over there, you can go over to the app and give us what we need. Because we see y'all ain't giving YouTube shit, and I'm fine with that because YouTube takes a lot of money. So
yo, YouTube.
I'm fine with that. All right,
so you want to get into the to actually do a recap.
So are you on caffeine now?
No, I'm about to go live on caffeine too.
I don't see myself on here.
Oh, okay. So I gotta move those. No, I gotta.
Reaper versus Steam?
Yes, that will be the first battle of the night. Reaper versus Steam. Go big. Go Steam.
God. Reaper versus Steam. I was totally.
And tell it how it is, too. Keep it all the way up.
I am going to keep it 100. I am. I was looking forward to Reaper versus Steam because it was never going to happen on We Go Hard. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know We Go Hard, if y'all not in the We Go Hard chat, if y'all not keeping up with We Go Hard, there's a hierarchy. There's a hierarchy at We Go Hard. And them niggas act stank. And they don't battle everybody. Reaper's a part of Paper. You know, that's Gwitty in them. And they be looking down on Paper. You know what I'm saying? And they be like, nah, we not doing this for you because Reaper has called out of battles before. So Reaper will show up on Facebook in the hospital bed in the instant, in the motherfucking heartbeat, and post that picture and let us all know that he's sick and that's why he's not showing up for the battle. So the energy has been like, we're not booking Reaper. So for this to end up happening, you know what I'm saying? I know Steam sucked his motherfucking teeth. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, what did we get? We got some garbage. We got some basura. We got,
Man, that shit right there was, that was different.
That would have been dropped on the War Report channel back then.
No, it wouldn't have been dropped at all. And,
yeah,
and
they probably wouldn't have
dropped
it. They're absolutely right. You're right.
City
would have dropped it on the channel,
and then
never would have played it again.
No,
he would have let us preview it.
You think so?
He would have let us preview it, and then we would have never seen it again.
I don't even think we would have previewed that one. That one was, you know,
I'm not mad at Reaper's paint.
Man.
He's just not utilizing.
Man.
He's not utilizing the part as the Reaper to his fullest extent. If you're playing the part of death, do you know what the fuck I could do to words if you're playing the part as death? He's not utilizing the part that he chose to play. It can be utilized, and it should be fire.
That shit was shitty.
You're playing the Reaper of battle rap.
Yo,
get it.
Yo, I'm in here. I'm on cafe. Yo, we watching this, John. So, I expect stumbles. Like when people when people prep for 2 weeks, I expect a stumble or two. I do. That shit right there, that was different. I think it was like
it was
pressure.
Hard to watch.
It was pressure. It was niggas. You wasn't tuned in. It wasn't like you, like, the niggas ain't locked in for that one, man.
It was hard to
watch. It was like, yo, choke. I'm going to pass the ball back to you. Choke. No, I'm going to pass the ball back to you. Choke. It was like, yo, fuck it, man.
Caffeine got a taste of some real shit.
That was like some real nigga shit. That was
Caffeine
some nigga
got
shit
a
right
dose
there.
Of some real shit. Yeah, he was on real nigga time for that one.
Yo, they did skip a whole round. Yo,
they skipped the round.
They definitely skipped the whole round.
Hey.
You said Reaper versus.
That's what happens,
bro. I don't know.
Niggas miss round.
Listen, Reaper might be.
Welcome to battle round.
If Reaper come back, is going. No, he definitely gonna come back because Smack said, you know, they only gave him a week or whatever, but it's probably gonna be like on a band job.
Yes, isn't it? It's crazy to watch death continue to die.
That shit was
the guy who's playing death is dying. It's a lot. Personally, we fuck with Reaper Rowe. Professionally,
yeah,
he gotta clean this shit up. He has to clean
this
shit up.
Personally, we cool.
Well, yes, Smack did say he jumped right on there and said he's thanking them because it
was
1 week. It was 1 week prior.
I would have did better than that in a week. In a week, and you already know a week ain't my thing.
1 week prior,
I would have definitely had about a good 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have freestyled the last.
Well, I think that we should give them a little pass. It was 1 week, but it was choppy as fuck, guys. It was choppy as fuck. It was choppy.
Yeah, you gotta throw a mixtape verse in that joint.
They might as well have.
You might as well have gave it.
It would have been fine.
I would have respected
that. Yeah,
it would
have been fine. In that situation,
it
would have been fine.
I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
It would have been fine.
Instead of a week, they probably had like a week and a half. Like,
a week is different. It's short as shit.
No, no, no. But it was a little longer than a week. Because they probably called.
2 minutes.
They probably called like that. Tuesday, Wednesday, it was like, yo, y'all battle next Saturday.
How seems they have nothing like ready. How both of them? Well, I could see Steams not having anything
Somebody
ready.
Somebody said we give them no passes.
Fuck it, don't give them a pass.
Like, we
man.
Not giving them no passes.
Don't give them a pass. They shouldn't have took the battle then, right? They shouldn't have took the battle then, right?
But this is
Heard
an
you.
Opportunity. It's caffeine. You got a lot of people on you. You mean in your head, you like, yo, I could do this shit. You like, yo, I could do this shit. In your head, you like, yo, I know I could do it. But it's just,
okay. Forget about that. Forget about them too as artists. Let's talk about the producers. Let's talk about the production that brought us that 1 week preparation. Did they? What was their? What were they thinking? What was the foresight in that? Because they gave it to us. Beastly and Smack sold it to us. Like, listen, guys.
They said they had a battle that dropped out.
A battle dropped out.
So they hit.
That was the replacement.
You can call a few niggas who can be ready.
Yeah,
it's
like,
a few niggas that's out there.
I don't
there.
Know. I think they're going to learn from those replacements. But I appreciate them giving Steams and Reaper the look. But I still feel like that was not the best replacement.
So
that
who do
came
y'all...
Through.
All right, so this is my thing. Who won the battle?
Who won?
Like, who do we give this battle to? Is this like a... like?
I mean, if I had to give it to anybody, I'd give it to Steams.
Or do we be like, nobody? We be like, we don't even... Is this battle, like, counted? Like, I don't understand.
It
like,
counts because it was on fucking caffeine.
Is it going to drop?
It has to drop.
I don't know. How can you drop that
drop
battle?
That shit. I'm tired of... We don't need to drop that shit. Put it on the record. Drop that shit. Y'all know I don't give a fuck. Drop it. Drop
Somebody
everything.
Said it just happened, and that was it.
Yeah, it happened, exactly. It happened. They accepted. You know what happened? You know what happened? They accepted the money. They said, yes, I will be there in a week, and this is what happened. Drop the battle.
No, you don't.
You drop
the
battle.
You don't drop the battle.
Business-wise, you do. They
no,
paid for
no,
it.
No, yeah, you
they
paid.
They paid for it.
You know, in business, you take L's, too. You take L's. I mean, in this, if you know,
throw that in the Cortez vault.
No, I don't even think Cortez did anything like that.
No, he hasn't. He never
like,
did.
I can't even compare.
He never had.
That
I to. Never. I don't even recall Cortez having a sloppy,
like a,
choppy
like,
showing.
Like, yeah, like he be
ever.
Stumble here and there, but he ain't the boy.
A stumble, yeah, but I don't remember.
That's not what I'm going into the battle thinking. Like he will, he won't choke.
Somebody
I'm
says Steams 1.50 and oh. I mean, it was a bad one.
Right.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
So now I'm confused. Who are we giving this battle to? Or
I said I got Steams.
Somebody said Steams 1.5.
If I have to give it to anybody, I'm giving it to Steams.
We going to JC and Kick Chaos next. It was definitely not a bad. Let's get the Kick Chaos. All right, somebody said, man, let's skip this battle.
Yeah, put that on. Let's
and
go.
Let's get the Kick. Yo, I swear. Everybody on caffeine, right? When I go up the battle, y'all better be rocking with me because y'all be trolling like a motherfucker.
Yeah, y'all are evil.
Y'all better be right
y'all
on
know
that
I
end.
Don't give a fuck. Y'all know what y'all
you
can
hear
do.
Me?
Y'all know what y'all can do. Yo, y'all stay tuned in. Stay tuned in because later on we're going to talk about Bill Collector versus Jazz the Rapper. Bill Collector was talking slick.
I ain't about to talk
he
about
really
that.
He was really talking about that. We talk about
you
that.
Mean, because I don't know. I
don't
like
know
the,
either, but
mean,
I'm going to talk about what I saw. I don't know what's going on. But we're definitely going
right?
to get into KKI versus JC,
mm-hmm.
Rookies versus Vets. So far, niggas are saying it's Rookies 1-0. You know what I'm saying?
No, they saying, I mean I'm going
that's what they saying.
I'm going 2-0.
They saying Rookies 1-0. All right.
So, yo, he said, no choking, though. Listen, man. Y'all gotta rock with me, dog. I be here every day for y'all niggas. Y'all better be rocking with
He's
me.
Not even
y'all better
that.
Be y'all better be rocking with me next Saturday, man. Fuck all of that. You hear me? You mean? So all right, Kid Chaos and JC. I knew what Kid Chaos was coming with already. I sparred with him. I knew he had some fire. It does kind of look different sometimes, like when you spar it on the phone to when you actually get to see it. It looks different. The round that I thought that he was going to take, hearing it on the phone, I thought he was going to take it in the building, and I think he did.
Okay.
JC was fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't one of them niggas who thought that, like, JC was on a down slope because he came a little lax versus the other ball. I'm like, this is still JC. We got to understand.
I think
this.
He was turned.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this
I
is
think
still
he was turned
JC
up.
And don't go in here thinking that this nigga is going to be sleeping, bro. Because this nigga not going to be sleeping. Bro.
Nah, JC was turned up.
He's going to come in there because he's mad now. You know what I mean?
He was mad.
And I
kind of
feel like
shit.
That about Tez, though. I feel like about that about Cortez. Like, he mad. Like, everybody like, yo, he ass.
Cortez doesn't have... That's been said for years.
Yeah, I know. I'm not comparing
that's been
Cortez
said for years.
JC,
they
sorry.
Just... We just
yeah,
started...
I'm
y'all
fine.
Just started a whole new campaign
yeah,
on JC. Mind you, JC has lived through two
somebody
slander
said
eras.
JC recycled bars.
In that battle, which bars were they? Put it down. Receipt.
Yeah, I'm gonna need, I want to see JC... JC versus Verb now. Yeah. It's
I feel JC
coming up.
Was fire just now versus Kid Chaos.
Let's
and he was mad.
Down. Let's break it down round. So let's
okay.
go first round.
Okay.
Let's go first round. Kid mm-hmm. Chaos to come off the gate to me.
Sarcastic as fuck.
Sarcastic.
I loved it. Clapping and shit.
He had an angle. He was
he did.
Talking about him. He came at the surface.
He basically
situation.
Called JC a beggar.
Right.
He basically was saying you're begging to get to these vets and you don't deserve it. You're not on that level. And it's like. Get
yeah,
it back home. He said,
yeah,
fine. Couple-
Somebody said it was the best recycle round ever.
Receipts. link it.
Yo.
And send it.
I thought that was a solid
it
round
was solid
from
as
KKI.
Fuck.
I think that was like,
fuck.
Okay, JC gonna have to work.
Oh, yeah, go fetch me. My arrogance
yeah.
was fire. Go fetch his arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
That was fire. He was poetic, but poetic in a way that it was aggressive enough. The battle rap, fire. I like the way that Kid Chaos condensed the lyrical shit. Cause before I was just like, God damn, I gotta listen to this fucking Wizard rap, and now I gotta sit back and fucking try to break all this shit down in my mind. This time he condensed this shit to where it was perfectly lyrical, but just where we caught that shit for real. Yes, fetch him his arrogance was fire.
I think JC started off slow. In the beginning of the first round. This is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This is okay. This is my opinion. This is easy opinion. I think he started off just a tad bit slow, but then you could tell everything was just cooking. Everything
mm-hmm.
just started becoming a setup. Every setup just started becoming a tad bit till he reached that his level, and then from there on it was just boom, 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 boom. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like to me, not just because I'm team rookie,
mm-hmm.
you mean he in the class. Just to me, I just felt like Kid Chaos was more fluent from beginning to end.
Yeah, he was
you know
definitely
saying?
Seamless.
Like, so, if anybody wants to debate, I will go in there with a debatable round, me edging Kid Chaos. If y'all want to edge JC that round, I'm not going to argue. I'm not here to argue. Because
I'm also edging the first to Kid Chaos because I just feel like he was very direct. Very to the from beginning to end, he was to the point. He and for him to step up into that arena, smooth, flawless. He didn't look scared or nervous
right.
or anything. I gotta salute the kid. I have to salute him. I'm edging around to Kid Chaos as well.
Right. So okay. So we agree on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree that he gets the first.
Cool. Round two.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kid Chaos had a solid round,
mm-hmm.
and it was fire.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's really a lot to talk about with round two.
The angle got stale.
I think maybe
the angle was stale. He started talking about his clothes and shit. He started talking like, I was not interested. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might have hit for other people. Like, some people probably was excited. Like, yes, let's talk about his clothes again. But I did not feel affected by that round.
Yeah,
it was not
like,
memorable.
I said, damn, this is getting a little dark.
It was commercial.
Two. And I was like, okay, he's going on a close angle a little bit too long.
Let me just say this. Lyrically, the way Kid Chaos structures rounds, he's great. That angle just wasn't it. I don't like that angle. Those angles were trying. What do you think JC did for that?
I think JC left for early for the second.
He stepped up
from the beginning to the end. I think to me the second was already won by halfway round.
Yeah, JC was just attacking. JC to me, as far as skill set, chaos is there, but to me JC is more clever, more witty. There's more character there. Everybody says, you know what? It's low. I'm not even going to say low performance this time because I feel like this is the fucking angriest I've ever seen JC, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the fire that y'all put under his ass and probably the anger that he felt when he seen that Hip Hop Is Real goddamn interview out there where y'all cut that up. He used all of that anger and channeled it the correct way.
Right.
The correct way. And I am happy and honored that I got to see a productive way to showcase your anger. That was some good shit in the fucking second.
So are we agreeing that JC went around too?
Yes, JC took the second. Right. Definitely. Definitely. He had some slight fumbles, but I still feel like the structure of what JC does, it was just better. I think he outbested him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he ran a closing. I mean, it was a little long, honestly. But I don't think that we're debating. I don't think nobody is debating round two. I don't even think Kid Chaos is debating two.
Okay.
So we got 1-1 going into the third. Now, this is rookie versus best. I just want all y'all to know that. 1-1 going into the third is a good battle for a newcomer to a nigga who's been here 10 years. That's
absolutely
a nigga that you know that can
no
hold
stumbles, no nervousness.
Or you can say two, even if you said JC got the first.
Mm-hmm.
You could say 2-0 first is debatable. You dig what I'm
I
saying?
I would still say Kid Chaos belongs on URL, belongs on the stage.
Somebody said
belongs
biased,
to hit new
bro.
Plates.
How am I biased on what? Well, Kid, all right, so if y'all got, what y'all got? Y'all got JC winning the first two. All right, so now to me, third round, I think JC had a fire round as well. I think JC came with three for fire round. He came with those two. I got Kid Chaos winning the third round to me,
mm-hmm.
pretty clear.
Dave
but
Doug brings up a good point. He says Kid Chaos was smooth, but a little too smooth. His setups took a little too long, and the punch didn't hit as hard. I agree. JC's punches was, it was some street shit. He was street fighting. Where Kid Chaos was in the boxing ring, JC was in the fucking street. Period. That's how I feel like the energy of the battle was. I feel like the energy of the battle was Kid Chaos was classy and JC was not. Like, JC came here like, I didn't come here to play fair with you, my nigga. I came here to fucking
came here to
fuck you up.
Came here to rap.
Young boy. What you call that initiation? What y'all do with y'all know what I'm saying in college? Mm-hmm. Like, all of that fucking shit that y'all do to break somebody in, it's like, I'm not mad
that's
at a gentleman's
okay,
30.
But that's my opinion, though. One,
but
one,
I don't agree.
If it's 1-1 going into the third, that's all me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I had JC winning clear second round. I had to me watching it live.
Mm-hmm.
She watched it again. She
yeah,
watched it again this morning.
That.
I didn't, though. So I'm still going on by what I've seen.
Hazing.
So the third, I had Kid Chaos winning the third. And like I said, to me, it's all about the first round. Who you had winning the first round. That's, to me, how you debate this battle.
The first round is so tough to call, right? But I feel like the third. So here's my issue with JC in the third. JC was choppy, right? I still feel like the content of
Yo,
his
bro.
Material was more potent. I feel like JC's content is more potent. There was more passion behind
it was more
his
potent
shit
yesterday because he had something
and
to
I also,
prove yesterday.
But I also feel like JC cooked up, and then in the middle, JC took off. I feel like in the third, that's where my conflict is at. Whereas Kid Chaos just smoothly went through, talked the shit to JC, and his third was kind of deadly. Like, he came at him in a way, I like the way he ended it too. Like, I like the angle of, I guess I'm just here through your mistakes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gave
right.
birth to me through all of your fuck-ups, basically,
right.
is what he was telling him.
No, his
but
third, his
it was,
angle
it was
with
personal.
The third
I like, it
was
classy,
fire.
Though. It was classy.
I like the third.
It was classy.
I like the third.
I appreciate classy. But I just feel like
somebody said JC too. I mean, that's fine.
It wasn't the time for that classy shit. You were coming
I
up against a JC
so.
Who's
I
just
said,
been
I think
accused of being
round.
A junkie.
To me, Claire. But that's the only
thing. I don't know, but
I
feel like.
I think he should have, even if he was going to spin an angle long or anything, it should have been on the
I feel like
being the Jace, biggest thing he was on crack.
I feel like JC's third is similar to your third versus Fonz. And that's why a lot of people give you the third. I feel like it has those similarities because he started fucking him up.
Who?
JC.
No.
In the third, yes.
I don't agree.
Yeah, what y'all think? Talk about the third, please. Tell me what happened in the third. I feel like he built up, and then in the middle of the third, JC started taking his fucking head off. Like, he pulled out the extra gun and started letting off. Please tell me that.
Somebody said she know only one person agree with you.
I'm just saying.
Yes, all right, two people.
That's how I feel about that.
Talk heavy to bro in the third. All
right. The third, he was talking to him. He pulled out the extra gun from his ankle and let off in the end. That's how it went down.
But I'm gonna only watch it again. I thought he lacked someone a third too.
The beginning of JC's third was, I understand. I understand.
I think that was a great battle.
It was a great battle.
See,
that's the best part about it.
You gotta,
it was a great battle.
I think with this battle though, you gotta watch it like 2-3 times.
I'm gonna watch it again.
Yeah, you gotta watch
I'm
it.
I'm gonna watch
three
it again
because you're gonna catch other
we
shit.
We might vlog about it again.
Listen,
it's so
even
good.
When that nigga was sparring to me on the phone, I had to have him like keep repeating like certain shit because I was trying to catch.
Let me,
these niggas write different.
Kid Chaos though, let me just say this. There's more. This is just like a little bit of what he has to offer. I could tell from his opening line that he's going to be like one of the top performers.
This, man.
You should.
I'm doing
you
bar
should
for
do
the
bar for bar for, bar for this.
I
you should do the bar.
Kid
Chaos
be,
is going to be a problem. The way he's setting up and the thoughtfulness of the way he's writing. Once he gets past that classic, he could keep it classic because that might be his signature, but I don't think classic
no,
for
you
URL.
Believe.
I don't think classic for URL.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fans won. Definitely after watching Reaperverse themes, it was redemption. We did feel good
Yo,
after it, and
imagine,
it reminded us why we were there. For sure.
Imagine if JC and Kid Chaos
sure.
would have been ass. Yo, niggas
oh
would have been rioting in the fucking chat, dog. That shit would have been crazy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit would have been crazy if this joint was ass. They was like, yo, we wasted a whole... But at the end of the day, it was still something we all tuned into at 4 o'clock. It was
mm-hmm.
still another week of battles. I enjoy it, man. I enjoy
what
it.
Announcements did they make?
Okay, so let's
battle?
Go. Okay, let's go by the announcement. Mm-hmm. I know we got... I know one of them was Riggs versus Prez Mafia.
Riggs versus Prez Mafia.
I'm gonna find the rest of them real fast.
Riggs versus Prez Mafia. How did you guys feel about that announcement? Do you guys care who y'all went in? Riggs versus Prez Mafia.
And Prep versus Emerson Kennedy.
Prep versus Emerson Kennedy. I'm
and
interested.
Who else? And Loso and Rada.
Loso versus Rada. That
mm-hmm.
should be a really good battle. I mean, theoretically.
And then Easy the Black Cat.
Easy the Black Cat.
Versus
Cortez.
The Bull.
The Bull.
Versus the Bull. The Kid.
How do y'all feel about these announcements? These announcements are all right.
You'll let Easy the Black Captain talk.
Shut the hell up. He is fucking talking.
Yo, the super trailer was at the super end, bro. I got a fucking
They put it together.
What's at the end of like the order books? Not like the fucking
Reaperella's live right now responding to Angry Fan.
He got viewers?
Yes, 40. Because you know when he starts cursing people out, it's kind of...
Oh, he did horrible. He don't need to be cussing nobody out.
He really don't need to be cussing nobody out. Is he going to come and cuss me out? Because I feel like constructive criticism was given. Like, I feel like...
The rolling credits. Yeah, I was the... No, I was the...
Did y'all really just say that? He
was
not...
I was the Marvel special ending. I wasn't
that
even
is to be a what?
Rolling credits.
If you was the Marvel special ending, that's
Marvel,
a big fucking
was,
deal.
Okay, was,
niggas sit in the theater and wait.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I was the Marvel special ending when you didn't know it was a special ending.
Bobby, the first one ever.
Yeah, everybody just got up. They
the
forgot
first one
about
ever.
This shit, dog. Them niggas forgot about it.
I think that I don't have a opinion on that. I just feel like URL knows that these guys have been promoting it hard, and that's why they did it like that. That's my opinion on
so,
that.
So,
all right,
so let's do Riggs versus Prez Mafia. How you feel about that?
I don't care. I don't.
I like the battle.
I like the battle too, but you asked me how I felt. No feelings.
See, Riggs is in my class. He's making a name for himself as well. He's fire. He just battled Drugs. He beat Drugs actually 2-1. I had him.
Drugs is on fire now too.
You mean, yeah, so that was good. That was a good showing. Him versus Prez Mafia is gonna be a good
Prez gonna step up because Prez always got something to fucking what happened. He always got something to prove. So
I like Prez. You know
I'm looking forward
like,
to
yo,
it.
Me and
but
started at the same time.
When you ask me how I feel about that, I don't care. Seriously, I don't. But I'm happy that it's happening.
Like
I'm happy
Prez.
That they're getting a look.
I think Prez's style is fit for this. It's kind of like me and his style is like similar.
I'm confused at URL's picks. Like
I wish I could look in the system.
Like their picks confuse me.
I think he might have told us he was better than Prez. So I'm
But shout out to Prez Mafia, cause on like real life terms, he's a cool ass nigga. Professionally, I don't care about this foul.
You're not trying to talk to this New Orleans nigga. Who you talking about, bro? So then we got Prep versus Emerson Kennedy.
Fire.
I think that battle's gonna be fire.
Fire.
I don't think Prep gonna get smoked.
Fire. I don't think Prep's gonna get smoked either.
I don't think Prep gonna get smoked.
I think that Prep is probably
Prep
the best thing that Loud Boys has to offer. And
I think Bill collected a lot of boys.
I forgot Bill collected down. Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I'm gonna keep my professional opinion about that to myself. Prep. I see.
I think Prep is Loud Boys, right?
Prep is Loud Boys.
Mm-hmm.
He does 2-on-2s with Dre.
Yeah.
Prep versus who is
I
it?
I smoked
Franchise?
Him and Dre.
Is it Prep versus Franchise?
No, it's Prep versus Emerson Kennedy.
Emerson Kennedy. That's going to be an interesting battle. That's going to be like definitely like Ralph Lauren versus Banana Republic. I'm here for it.
Ralph Lauren versus Banana Republic.
I'm here for
Who's
it.
Who's the Ralph Lauren girl?
Emerson Kennedy. Banana Republic is definitely Prep.
I actually like the analogy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I think I might have Prep taking this battle though. I think I have Prep.
I also would put some. I would put $3.50 on Prep. Anybody taking these bets, we could do that. I would definitely take those bets.
Do what? Somebody said do what? I like. I was like telling niggas he be coming off a loss. I got EK coming off a loss. Yeah, but remember we're still in that setting though. We're still in that setting, and that setting, EK did fire the first time in that setting. He should have kept what he was doing and just continued that. Like he's, I don't know what he's doing. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Then we got Loso versus Rada.
Fire.
Who do you got with that? Loso versus Rada.
I got Loso.
Do you?
I have Loso.
Yeah, I'm a smoke.
I got Loso.
I don't like none of them niggas.
Oh, well, that's the energy you should have.
Damn.
You should have that energy. But I got Loso
winning.
I'm
not going to lie. I want to smoke Loso more than I want to smoke Rada. But I want to talk to Rada. It's a certain conversation that me and Rada has to have.
Sure. I'm sure that everybody can have a conversation with Rada
mm-hmm.
at this point.
No, but only I can tell him this. Nobody else is going to be able to tell him like the way I want to tell him.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'd be different.
Ooh.
Somebody said read my shit if I wouldn't been Saga writer. Saga wrote his battle on Kid Chaos song. Okay.
Baby, read it out loud so the YouTube people can hear what you're reading from Caffeine. We got Caffeine.
I don't know who
a Caffeine screen open to.
Keyshawn Rada, just in case. I don't know, man. If you talk to Rada, show him the difference between Silk and. Yeah, I'm sure you can. It'll be
dark
for that nigga, but. You mean,
it'll be
I'll
a good
see.
Battle.
I don't think so.
You think it's going to be trash? Are you just going to trash him?
Yeah,
you going to dog walk him down
I,
the block?
Yeah, I think I'll dog walk
like
that nigga. I think I'll dog walk that nigga for
okay.
real. I mean, I don't even think so. I know. I know
All
for
right.
a fact. Like,
All
I'll
right.
dog walk that nigga, bro.
All right.
And then we got Easy versus Cortez. Rookie
okay.
versus Betts.
All right,
yo,
that was
that
an
nigga
announcement.
Easy, already,
that nigga Easy, he be talking about some shit that
some
I could relate
shit,
to
man.
That jail. I got a couple of family members that was locked up.
Jail?
Hell yeah, I got some folks
yeah.
in jail right now. Right now, my brother in jail doing time. You know what I'm saying? You already know. You already know how we give it up. They talking about us in there, like...
Do I think Core will try to little boy me? I'm sure he will. Even though he only a few
I think that's
years.
What JC tried to do to KK.
He only a few years older than me, and I probably done did way more shit than Bull, so I don't know how he can. But, I mean, he could try. It's all right. I mean, I expect it. I expect it and all that. So, go ahead. Tell me your honest opinion. If I wasn't your nigga, and you just seen me, like, battle. You know what I mean? And then you know that I had to battle Cortez. Like, what would you be your opinion then? Not if I was your nigga, though. Like, your analyst opinion.
Cortez talks to people the same way Misfit talks to people. And it's like that slow. This speech.
Like, so you're not paying attention to the screen.
Because I got YouTube open too.
You want a pair of sneakers? Somebody actually won a fucking pair of sneakers.
Oh, also, that's what's up. I'm glad that
so
you actually.
So is it real? Getting... Like, I want to know if you got them yet. Like, you got them? Is
that's
in your
up.
Possession?
That's what's up. Someone on Caffeine is telling us that they actually did win a pair of sneakers on
so
Cortez's sneaker pyramid.
So he's not doing pyramids? I mean, he got to
no, but
he
pyramid is
one.
Not.
He gotta get
pyramid
one
doesn't mean that you're getting schemed. It's just a susu. That's an African tradition. It's a susu.
It's a
and if you stay loyal to it, it works. It does. It's a system that does
but
work. My honest opinion about Easy the Block Captain versus Cortez, though. I'll wait till you come back then. We gotta wait till he comes back. Are you guys following me on Caffeine? YouTube guys, I'm talking to the Caffeine people real fast. And YouTube people, follow me on Caffeine at Hurricane Dew. Are you guys following me on this motherfucker? Huh? Because I'm on here. Hurricane Dew. Follow me. I don't give a fuck, but I got respect for my bae. You know, I'll be talking all types of shit. I'll be telling everybody that they can suck my father's balls from the motherfucking back, period. But, I'm a taken woman now. You know what I'm saying? He done turned me into an honest lady, and I'm just, you know, holding it down. I like, you know, girl. I'm just saying, y'all. I like when y'all tune in on here. What's going on over here? I can't even read these shits because my contact is fucking blurry. Let me go on his shit and see what the fuck y'all saying. But, hi, YouTube. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just waiting for him to come back downstairs. He went upstairs for a second. But I'm going to give y'all my honest opinion as soon as he comes back. But make sure y'all following me on Caffeine. Also, I'm doing my top 10 pens of female battle rap list. Yes, I am. And I mean pens. Y'all know how I am. I am not shady. I'm 100, 1,000% real. I'm going to give it up correctly. It's not going to be about followings. It's not going to be about looks. It's not going to be about favors. It's not going to be about friendships or any of that. It's just going to be about which females have the top 10 pen, the best writers. And then I'm just going to do all of these lists so that one, when we're done doing these lists one day, we can figure out exactly who is the package. Because we're going to do top 10 performers. And of course, we're going to do top 10 best looking. We're going to do that too. We're not going to leave out the bad bitches, the fine ass bitches. No, I won't do that.
Yo, why a nigga try to sneak in here? He was cute in that joint. I peeped, though. He was like, look at the dude. She fired this shit. Why he try to sneak that joint in?
Guys, not unnecessary. Y'all know I'm taken.
No, you is all right.
I'm all right, babe. Yeah. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I make black girls look excellent. That's my motherfucking job.
He said he tried to wait till I dipped off. They tried to wait till I dipped off. It was all her ass, you hear me? Oh, man, that was funny, though.
Okay, so now we're back to
No, y'all can give her compliments, bro. She's cute.
I don't want nobody to give my man compliments, even though I know y'all do it. I know y'all probably showing titties in the inbox and everything. And I'm making my business not to go look and get myself upset because I am one nutty, sick bitch. So I make sure that I practice self-control and don't even fucking look. You know what I'm saying? Save a life. That's what I'm about. Because I can't go down for no dumb shit.
You know
shit.
You got your YouTube on.
I'm talking to YouTube.
Talking on my case.
But yeah, I'm on this bitch too. I'm right here. They can see me. I'm here. I'm here and I'm dangerous. Enough of that. I'm sorry. Easy the block captain versus Cortez. This is how I feel.
What you say? What I'm saying.
I ain't say shit. You was listening. Stop acting like
no, I didn't tune in until I ain't say shit. When I popped up, a nigga was,
I was telling
like,
them that
sexy as shit. I said, damn.
I was telling them I'm going to do the top 10 best pens in female battle rap. That's coming out, and I don't give a fuck about their feelings.
He's gonna say he mad we didn't holler at him in New Orleans. He came on a joint, and you asked for.
We was live in New Orleans.
I told you I was dead.
Anyway,
I was drunk for like 4 days straight.
Yeah, it's
like,
been a whole. This
I
is
was,
the ending. This is the closing of his actual birthday.
I gotta go back to work.
This is the closing day.
That shit is rap.
I've been treating him like the queen of the queen, the king of motherfucking Africa for 7 days.
I mean,
I'm tired. Doing it all for Christmas.
See, somebody say you got Cortez 2-1. She didn't come correct.
I didn't even get to break my shit down yet. How I didn't come correct,
I didn't even
talk about it yet. Excuse me. So, as far as Easy... Baby, turn that down. I can hear the echo. As far as I'm easy to block out... What?
You couldn't hear no echo.
I didn't hear the echo. As far as easy to block Captain First Cortez goes, here's my professional opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The do angle to me is going to be like, if he decides to go with the do angle, if he decides to do that, that'll probably be like.
You always be optimistic.
I'm not optimistic.
Maybe they won't say nothing.
I'm not saying.
Talk about.
Oh my God. Listen to me, guys. Listen to me. I'm not saying maybe they won't. I'm just saying if they decide. You know what I mean? I have to put it, when I'm presenting a fucking presentation, I have to say if this is what they decide to do. I don't fucking know if that's what he's going to do. If he decides to take the do angle and then take it from a grown man perspective, that might be interesting to y'all because y'all like spicy, saucy, scandalous shit. Y'all might want to hear what Cortez thinks. You understand what I'm saying? So I get that part. But other than that, what else is he going to bring? I mean, what angle is he going to talk to him about? Is he going to shame him for going to jail? Is he going to shame him for having children? I mean, what is he going to do? Is he going to shame him about me? It's so much shit that he could, angles he could take.
As long as I don't Mike Pete them. I'm cool.
But that, who's gonna do that? Niggas is adults,
yo,
for real. Like,
yo,
Mike Pete talked about being a grown man, but we're grown ups for real. Like, that shit's not gonna move me. I was built for public scrutiny.
I'm not a yes man.
So it's like, I know I'm set up for people to dislike. I was put here to make
that wasn't
people uncomfortable.
Cheap Moet, bro, he just bought. It's the $35.99 bottle of Moet. Then it's the $54 bottle. He bought the $54 bottle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That was
a $15 difference. He was acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? He was acting crazy. We got the shits that he popped out. He got them. Look. This is what he pulled up. He pulled this out. We have these. It's here. He just had the little, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying, like, to me, I feel like Easy has a different style. He's presenting a style that we haven't appreciated for a long time on URL. He's also presenting a different cadence. He's also presenting different subject matters. I just feel like Easy the Block Captain is refreshing as an artist. Like, if you want my professional opinion. Now, like I said with Cortez, he's no slouch. He's respected. He's vetted in this arena. I just feel like his skill set doesn't match up with his skill set. That's for you guys to see and discover. This is what I know. you know what I'm saying, as a rapper. I will, you know what I'm saying, I want to give Cortez his flowers, but I'm going to wait till after the battle. But
you know, niggas keep it a being here.
No, we keep it a being here. We keep it a being here. But I don't want to drag Cortez and really, like, because you know, babe,
yeah,
come on.
I don't think he's shitty.
I don't think
he's
shitty either.
I don't think he's shitty either.
But that's my professional opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my professional opinion. I just feel like skill set wise, he's not as intricate as Easy. I don't feel like Cortez gives us intricacies. Mm. And that's my honest opinion. If you guys feel like he ever
like
gave
this.
Us any
Listen,
intricacies.
I feel like this, man. I feel like
or
this. If I
he
don't...
gives us wit and comedy.
Listen, I feel like this. If I don't choke, I win clearly. Not saying I'm going to choke.
You're not
going to
choke.
Like, that's the level of confidence I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have to be something. To,
as you should have.
To like, even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm about to smoke his fucking boots. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he just don't know, man. Like,
right.
And, but like I said, as a, you know, as an entertainer, as a rapper, I'm interested to hear what are you about to say?
I'm interested.
But to me, just how he was saying, it don't matter. You got to win in the room. He won champion. He was like, you got to win in the room. You got to win in the room. Right. I understand that. Even though I'm interested in him.
Do you guys accept that? I don't accept that you have to win in the room. I feel like there's two versions of winning. There's millions of opinions and perspectives. And that's your perspective. You have to win in the room is bullshit.
Right.
If you win in the room, then you win in the room. And then when we watch that playback, we're going to come to another motherfucking decision. That's how that actually goes.
And I didn't win in the room.
But that's how that motherfucking goes, though.
Right.
Because first watch is going to be first watch. Your mind is doing 1,000 things.
Yeah, man. It's all up here. I got one version. I got two different versions. Besides my third round. My third round I didn't touch, but I got two different versions of my first and second round. All depends on him.
Right. All right, so those were the announcements.
Right.
And was that the end? That was it, right?
Only two battles.
Oh, it was only two battles
mm-hmm.
this weekend. Okay.
So we're going to end here on YouTube. We appreciate y'all.
Make sure you guys are subscribed
and
to the channel.
We're
going to
go back on caffeine on here.
Okay.
Because I want to talk to my caffeine people for a little
bit. Oh my God, can we talk on my page?